definitely human.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The city of Fortuna has a proud history, and every alleyway can tell a story of attained ambition, of thwarted prospects, of love won and love lost. Every day, some citizen of our great city overcomes a lifelong obstacle or sets themselves on the road to greatness. Even this tavern, the Rusty Skillet, has within its walls the tale of the lone idealist who established it, coming to Fortuna one day with nothing but an old frying pan and a dream. Such is the power of Fortuna, and now, as the dusk begins to bristle with the timeless sounds of clinking glasses, salacious songs, and laughter, four acquaintances come together to help a young couple begin their story. An intrepid and inquisitive human aristocrat, a savage and hideous orc mercenary, a chivalrous and somber knight of old, an enterprising and lovable scamp. The crude cobblestones of Dewberry ring with footsteps as two of them approach, locked in merry conversation. Scheming! Shopping! Pax Fortuna! Bilateral Relations and Coercive Diplomacy, Part 1.
And if you just look down that alleyway there, that's where my mate Barry managed to lose his wooden eye, and we never found it again. but yeah, that concludes the first in a very long series of Tony the Shrimp's Tour of Fortuna. Here we are. We're at the Rusty Skillet for a bit of old time drinking, you know, a bit of rough and tumble out in the slums, just what you're after, bit of adventure.
Always up for some adventure, but we're here to meet someone.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Just follow my lead if you don't know what to do, yeah.
All right.
As you walk in, the tavern is fairly bustling now. You've been drinking here before, abstinence, but this, you know, is kind of the busy time, and you presume Mimsy chose to meet you here because of that.
Do I know what she looks like?
You do, yes. Pale complexion, almond eyes, and a very rigid posture.
Okay, so I look around.
And she is sitting in a booth, one of the very few booths that they have, down in the back of a pub.
Great, head to the booth.
She stands up as soon as she sees you.
Mimsy, hi.
Hi, I'm so glad you could come. And this is your...
Tony the Shrimp. I guess you call me a kind of holiday rep, as though I think that's...
Yes, I hope you don't mind that Tony accompanied us in the meeting. He's just been showing
me
around.
Absolutely not, no. Anyone that you think would be beneficial in the mission. The door opens and in walks a large orc.
Selwyn!
Hello! Abstinence! And I give you a massive hug. It's been ages. I haven't seen you for a very long time. How are you?
I don't hug you back. I just stand there quite rigidly. But it's so good to see you.
Hey, what's this? I sort of shake you a little bit. Your arms aren't working or something. You're not hugging me back.
Oh, sorry. Then I feel bad and give you a little squeeze.
So how have you been?
Yeah, good, thanks. Just came back off a cruise.
Oh, fancy.
Out in the open water going treasure hunting, and it all didn't work out, you know, as usual, but it was all a load of fun.
Oh, it sounds like you've had quite the adventure.
Yeah, and I want you to meet Tony, who I met on the cruise as well.
I just stare at, like, the empty space ahead of me. I don't see him.
Down here, Governor. Tony the shrimp. Nice.
Oh, it's
nice,
a little one.
Nice. Hello. To meet you.
Don't worry, I've already met a gnome, so this isn't surprising.
I'm not a gnome, man. I'm just a regular Tony. Tony, that's me, man.
Okay. Well, hello, Tony.
Nice to meet you, Governor.
It's nice to meet you, Governor, as well.
No, you're the governor.
I'm the governor.
It's just a polite way of saying hello, you know?
Oh, of course. Well, you probably don't know, but I'm new, so I'm not from around here.
That's all right. I know everybody around here. That's
fantastic.
Yeah, you can just stick with me, mate. You'll have loads of friends. It'll be fine.
Well, yeah, I'm always happy to have more friends. Brilliant.
The door opens again, and a massive suit of silver armor walks in, visor still down.
Sir Victor.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I don't think it's a hug. I think it's more of a sort of like kissing your hand situation.
Okay. I put out my hand and the armor kisses my hand.
Well, sort of clinks against it, I guess. Well,
this is strange, isn't it?
Didn't realize you were royalty, Mr. Montfort.
Hello, I'm Selwyn Bloodstorm.
You're a person?
yes, I suppose. If that's, yes.
Oh, sorry, I've never met anybody who looked quite like you before, but I suppose I'm still getting this a lot.
Well, I'm not a human.
Oh, okay.
I'm an orc.
Oh.
Well, a half orc, technically. And
I was a human. And
okay.
It's sort of a long story, but
but you're not a human anymore.
Well, I'm a ghost of a human.
Doesn't seem like that long of a story.
No, well, that's not the whole story, but you know what? It's fine. I'm a ghost. I inhabit the armor. That's all you really need to know.
Oh, so you're dead?
Yes, I'm dead. Yes.
Mimsy extends her hand to shake both of yours. Yours first, Selwyn.
I just hold my hand out awkwardly, like, oh, what are you? You want my hand now? Oh, hello, who are you?
Yes, she grasps it and says, Mimsy Grasmont. And she pumps your hand up and down.
It's a pleasure really to meet you. But yes, it's nice to meet you as well. And you're a
human.
A human, yeah.
Yes. And she reaches to shake your hand, Sir Victor, as well.
Sir Victor Barthelemy, at your service.
And you both work for Miss de Montfort, do you?
I do now, yes. That's why you called me here, isn't it?
Yes, I called upon these two gentlemen to help us.
I'm here as your friend, not an employee.
A couple of mercs. A couple of mercenaries. No good dirty, rotten muscle, eh? I clamp you on the back. Just a couple of hired goons, aren't we?
That's how you want to think of it. You might be getting paid, but I am in this for the honor. Tony!
Yes.
Hi, I didn't see you down there.
Oh, Vicky, how you doing?
Pretty good.
How's the arm wrestling going? You doing much of that recently?
I'll be doing any arm wrestling.
No.
I'm doing a lot of reading.
No, it's good to see you. It's nice of Abstinence to invite us all along on her little adventure.
So, Mimsy, tell us about this trip.
Right. I need you all for a rather delicate mission. It might involve violence, but she looks at Victor and so on and says, I suppose you will be up to it.
I wink at Victor.
I sort of try to wink back, but don't have any eyes. So I guess the visor flutters a little bit, but yeah, there we go.
As it happens, I am betrothed to somebody, but his family do not wish us to be together.
Oh, dear.
My fiancé's name is Harley. Since his father found out about our relationship, he has been kept locked up in his room.
So what you're saying is it's like a rescue mission, is it?
Precisely. A rescue mission. It happens that my fiancé is an elf.
Oh, I've never met an elf.
Well, they are elegant people, but maybe slightly distrustful of others.
I think they'll warm to me in no time.
Oh, yes, I'm very familiar with elven culture. Before I died, you know, I was an envoy to Simpari.
Well, it so happens that Harley's father is the ambassador from Simpari.
Well, there you go. We're only a few hundred years out, but I'm sure we can have this sorted out in no time. No need for violence.
Well, the ambassador is having a dinner party, and this would be a very good time to break Harley out, if it were possible.
Okay.
What's a fiancé? What do you mean by that?
Ah, we are betrothed to be married.
All right. Is that a human thing?
Yes, okay. Very much, yes.
It's very modern. Getting betrothed without his family's permission, I don't know. But
well,
what do
we
I
are
know?
In love.
Okay. I'm still got a lot to adjust to. It's all right. It's a new world.
Modern forward-thinking city is Fortuna these days. It's not what it used to be, sir.
Yes, I know that. Yes. I found that out pretty quickly, yes.
It's a little thing they call future shock, I think.
Well, I'm new here, and this is the only Fortuna I know, and I like it very much.
I suspect everything's a bit of a shock for you, Mr. Selwyn.
No, I take it in my stride.
Oh, yeah. Quite a big one it is, too.
That's accurate. Yes.
Indeed.
And you'd only be able to make a smaller one on the count of only having one leg.
It's not about how big your stride is, though, is it, mate? So it's one leg, like a lot of heart, yes?
Well, it depends what your objective is, I suppose. If you're looking to go fast, then having a long stride is probably quite useful.
Well, yeah, but my objective is more... What if my objective was having one leg? Then I'd be all right. So, enough about the leg, mate. It's all right.
Well, Mimsy says, well, unfortunately, I have not been able to make contact with Harley. The mail doesn't go through. I'm sure his father intercepts it, and he's not been allowed out. So he probably does not know that you will be coming.
Where is this place?
This place will be the Elf Ambassador's residence out in the Marina District.
And what sort of residence does this Elf Ambassador have?
Well, a fairly large house.
Ooh.
It happens. Yes.
So if this Harley person is not very trusting, are they going to know that we're to be trusted? Have you got some kind of, can you give us a note or a symbol of your love that we can pass on?
I suppose that's a good idea, yes. Does someone have a knife on them?
Yeah, got a couple. There you go. I got one.
Oh, she takes the knife and cuts a lock of her hair.
Yeah, because that's not going to be ominous at all. We're carrying part of you with us.
I mean, is this really necessary? We'll just show up and be like, hello, it's us. We're here to rescue you. And he'll probably be quite happy about that, I expect.
I mean, I presume he has been looking to escape for a while, but...
I mean, we're pretty trustworthy looking people.
We will take the lock of hair, guys, just in case. The more we have, the better. But I don't think there will be a problem about us getting in.
Well, many dignitaries have been invited, but it is invitation only. I know somebody who can forge an invitation, one at this late hour.
Fantastic.
I presume, Mr. Montfort, you are most likely to pass in their circle.
Yes, I think so.
And the rest of us can come as your entourage, I suppose?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they will not be expecting an entourage, but I suppose you can convince them.
Yes.
What's the dress code?
As fine clothes as you can manage.
Well, that'd
she
be a
looks
problem
quite
too.
Pessimistic about the prospect.
I can drape some fine clothes over this. It'll be fine.
Yeah, so I can sort something out. I always
dress smart anyway, so shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, I mean, you look a bit like you've kind of crawled out of the park.
Graveyard, actually.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I'm staying at the moment, yeah.
Yeah, not really like a high society kind of bloke, are you?
No, well, this very nice priest set me up with a little place in his little church, but the people there weren't too happy about that, so I'm now in my tent in the graveyard sort of area there. But it's nice, cozy.
I mean, if it makes you happy, Governor, then...
It's a lot warmer than the beach.
I've been standing against the wall in the library and to sleep and letting people think that I'm just decoration. So far, nobody's...
I wonder if I can get away with it.
Okay, well, I hope you do manage to get him out of there somehow. And please, tomorrow, bring him to the alley next to this pub. I'll be waiting there all night.
Okay, we're on.
Have they got any kind of, like... security in that?
There will doubtless be some kind of security, yes. And they may be suspicious of such a diverse group. But, Sir Victor, you say you know the Simparians.
I never actually made it to Simpari. I did die on the way. But I was briefed very thoroughly.
Mouth falls agape.
I'm sorry, is there something wrong with your mouth? And I just close it for
you. it shuts with a click. And she says, so you haven't met the elves before?
Not as such. Not physically, no. But I feel like I've met them with my mind.
Seems silly to have brought it up, really. Doesn't seem like it's going to be very useful information.
Well, it is going to be very out of date as well. I assume that their society has moved on as much as ours has, so it'll be fine.
Great, so we got a potato, an out-of-date historian, and they're not going to let me in, are they, with my one leg and my crutch? We're going to have to do some thinking here, guys, aren't we?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't see the problem here. We all look perfectly fine to me.
You don't know this city, do you, mate? There's like elves are a bit snobby in that.
Everyone I've met so far has been very nice.
Is there anything in particular you're putting down on the invitation of who you are, what your name is, or who they can be expecting?
What would sound like important, you know, like
queen.
Or, I mean, maybe not that important. That's quite a big one. The old baked bean, isn't it? Maybe. What about like baroness or like
duchess?
Duchess?
Prime Minister?
Yeah.
Duchess? Absence de Montfort? Yes.
Yes, duchess, we can arrange that. Yes.
Okay.
You didn't duchess. Tell me you were a duchess?
No,
well,
no.
It'll be a fib.
It's called, it's like a ruse, isn't it? Like smoke and mirrors.
Is there going to be a lot of that kind of thing? Lying.
No, it's like, it's not lying, it's like...
No, it is, it's lying. That's what it is, yes. You get used to it after a while.
It's like being economical with the truth, isn't it? It's like, they're not going to let us into the party, are they, if we don't look important. I mean, I'm not saying that you don't look important, mate, but...
Why are you looking at me when you say that?
I mean, you just look like a bit like a big potato or something.
I do like potatoes, so I guess that's kind of a compliment.
Who is this guy?
Where did you meet this man?
At a pub last time. Didn't
Christ,
we're
not
going
to get into the party pub. Like this.
We met at this pub, this very pub.
That's right, we did.
Yes.
Ah.
Oh, so you've been here before. What's the point of having a tour guide? I feel all stupid now.
Mimsy, what's the father like?
Rio Oleander. He is a prickly sort.
Okay.
He has been the ambassador for many, many years now. The less you have to do with him, the better.
What does he look like?
He's a tall elf, fairly tall even for a human, and he has long hair, as is the custom of the elves. Yes, he will doubtless be holding court, so
okay.
You will recognize him by his aura of smugness.
Okay.
I'm sure.
Okay, fantastic, Mimsy. Well, we'll get started. We will bring you back your Harley.
Thank you so much. And she raises her glass of wine to toast you, Abstinence.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, so I clink.
Yeah. And she downs it.
Ooh, okay, well, I'll down it too.
All right.
Let's go. Yeah. First things first, guys, we'll go to a clothing emporium and get a whole new outfits for everyone.
Some new garms. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
If you think it's necessary. All right. I hold out my hand to Mimsy, like, but not to shake. I just hold it out in her general direction.
She doesn't seem to know what to do. She grasps your hand.
And I sort of wiggle it, like...
Oh, and then she realizes what's going on. She, like, yes, wiggles it back.
See, I'm not so stupid. I am learning the customs. So shopping.
What is it you guys wanna buy?
We'll
there
the
are some boulevards
store.
Of shops that are very fashionable. If you would like to go there,
Tony, you know where this is.
Oh yeah, this is the Marina District, isn't it? Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know a lot about fancy clothes. I'm not really one for high art myself, but fashion and all that. I reckon let's go for one without any price labels in it. They're normally the ones that are real expensive, aren't they?
Very wise. So that's what you bring to the group dynamic, is it? Because obviously I know what I'm for. And I think I know what Victor's for.
Yeah, mate, I'm the brains. They call me Tony the Brains. That's some people call it. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm like clever, innit? I'm like, well, clever.
I take it the all the clothing that you're talking about, mm-hmm. That's all expenses, right?
Yes, I will cover the cost.
It's lucky because I still haven't managed to get that 9 shillings off of Theobald, so...
yeah, you still have a couple of florins for the tour guiding service as well. I mean, I didn't think it was... Did we arrange like a payment for that? Or
I flick you a coin.
I like catch it in my cap and like put it back on.
I need no reward. However, I will also need you to buy me my clothes because I also don't have any money.
Just so you know, Victor, that's actually the point of currency in the first place. So you see, if you were doing this for money, you'd be able to do things like buy clothes in the future, you see.
Yes, it's a very common way of doing things, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes. We're in full agreement. Common, universal, everyone does it.
Well, why not just cut out the middleman and let her buy the clothes for me? And since she will be picking them out because... Obviously, when I was alive, I wore very fancy clothes, but I assume the clothes that I would consider fancy are no longer in fashion.
I will be taking you to the most fashionable.
Thank you. I'm very excited.
You pick a shop without price tags, yeah. As Tony indicates you should. You walk in. It is fairly empty inside, maybe one or two other people browsing this shop. It's not large, but it does have a few racks of clothes, mostly just to look at the sort of thing that they do.
I'll stride over to the
There is a man, the sales clerk.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi. I have a very posh dinner party and I need clothes fit for all of my crew.
He looks at your crew and says, oh, well, I'm sure we can find something for the right price.
Price is no object, sir.
Oh, indeed. No object?
You really perked up there. Yes, no object, totally fine.
Oh, well then, do come along and see what we...
He ushers you into a side room to start showing you fabrics.
Are these made to measure, sir? We
But of course, everything is made to measure here.
And how quickly can you turn this around?
Well, how quickly do you need it?
Tonight.
Governor, we're just trying to get some clothes here for a fancy party, all right? It's like...
He sniffs at you.
Yeah, all right. Don't give me that look, yeah?
You don't have any clothes off the rack?
Well, we have what is out in the displays, but you can do better, I'm sure, with your money.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, of course, sir. I just think there's a timing issue here.
Mm. Well, okay.
How quickly can your seamstress turn these around?
We can perhaps get them by tomorrow morning.
No, that is impossible, sir.
He says, well, off the rack it'll have to be.
There are some clothes for a child, maybe slightly younger than your 13 years.
Have we decided what, like, our disguises are going to be?
I could get away with saying, like, you're my child and you're, like, my husband or something, you know what I mean? Like, in deception, I don't know.
Well, I mean, if you're the Duchess, would that make Victor the Duke?
And if we get Selwyn, like, a tuxedo or something, then he'll be like my
bodyguard. Bodyguard.
So kids' clothes for Tony.
Okay.
Yeah, like a kid's suit.
But wait a minute, you can only inhabit the armor.
Stretch a suit over the armor, maybe? No, that's bad.
Can you just be in the armor?
Could you put a cape on over the armor?
I can make it seem like it's like fancy dress armor. Yeah.
Or you've just come back from some kind of...
I've literally just come back from a war.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and you're very decorated.
Like, I just got off the bus. Yeah.
Congratulated. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he... you will present no problem at all, of course, Duchess.
Thank you.
He looks at Selwyn and back to the rack.
Well, for someone of your size, he shuffles through the clothes and pulls out a very, very fancy gondolier's outfit. More like for special occasions. He said, maybe this? I'm afraid this is all that would fit someone of your stature.
Family gondolier that we bring with us everywhere.
What colour is it?
Oh, it's bright red.
Have you got anything more in like the black colour range? You know, something dark?
Black? No, black is not really our thing.
I'm sure I look good no matter what attire I'm in. This will be fine. All right, maybe it's like custom that the security wear red. It's like, so we know where they are all the time. So we can just like, we'll roll with it, if you know what I mean. No, I don't, but I'll nod anyway. And yes, just to move things along. All right, sounds good. It'd be funny because we'll be like, it's so funny that gondolas have the same colour clothes as security in our country. We'll have many a laugh about it, I expect. Yeah, I'm sure it'd be great fun, yeah. It'd be a good icebreaker.
The humorous misunderstandings we've got into since we got here.
If this is really the best you can do, sir, then we'll have to take it, I suppose.
And there's no modification we can do to this to make it look less like the purpose that it is. Like, it could just be like a gaudy suit.
I think if you take off some of the gold trimming on the shoulders.
That'd be a shame, though, because that's the best bit. No, leave it on, please.
Okay.
Are there any hats?
Is it appropriate to wear a hat at a dinner party, though?
No, but just to take off when I have to go in.
Oh, right.
He turns to Tony and says, for you, perhaps, and he starts looking through the clothes again and pulls out a tiny, very cute sailor's outfit.
Oh, in this you would look adorable, I dare say.
What's with all the boat themes? We're going to look like fall off a marina or something. You got anything else, Mark?
Oh, I think you'd look very fetching in that one, actually.
All right, we haven't got time for this. Yeah, I'll wear this. I'll be the little sailor boy. It's like a kid's thing.
Yeah, it works. It's like you're my son.
It'd be fine.
And for the gentleman here, he looks at Sir Victor.
Do you have any capes, sir?
Yes, I was just going to say, I really want a cape.
We can fashion any sort of capes.
By tonight?
Yes, that shouldn't take long.
Could I have a black velvet cape with red lining? I want us to be, you know, synchronized. I want
Do
us to
Do you have
match.
A matching dress, sir, in like a velvet?
I'm sure we can find something. It's mostly women's dresses in there.
Okay, perfect.
And he can find a black and red dress for you.
Great.
Abstinence, we are going to look so badass. It's going to be amazing. I don't even care if we rescue this
kid. We don't look too badass because I want to look sort of friendly instead.
Okay. He charges you an exorbitant amount of money. It comes to about 40 florins.
Oh, okay. But cheap.
do you say that out loud? Because he will flip his wig.
Is he wearing a wig?
Well, say it and find out.
Abstinence, let me pay the man. You pass me the money and I'll pay him. It's all right. It's all right. I take the money off her and I hand it over to you. Like,
okay. He counts it in his hand to make sure that you did really pass all of it over. Did you?
Yeah, I did pass it all over, yeah.
Oh, he looks surprised when he finds that out. And he says, well, a pleasure doing business with you, Duchess, and please do come again if you have more time.
Thank you, sir. Made to measure one day. I'll be back.
Well, I guess you're decked out now and you head over in the evening in your...
Do we head over or do we strut? I mean...
Oh, well,
I'm like definitely strutting. Definitely.
If you have any specific way of walking that you like.
How far is it to the
from
party?
Here, from this shop, it's like a 10-minute walk away.
Can we
really?
Get a carriage?
For
we
the
need
10
to
minutes.
Arrive in style.
Yeah.
We can't walk.
Okay, so you flag down a carriage and the driver sees you decked out in your finery and is very eager to take your custom and he ushers you in.
Perfect.
Yeah, yeah. Watch the new togs, yeah?
And he tips his cap and says, of course, sir, of course.
Yeah, don't touch it, mate. Don't touch it.
He's a badass sailor. Like, don't touch me.
I haven't got a carriage. We'll be in character in the party, you know?
Okay. I'm sitting in the carriage at a slight angle because my hat's too big.
This hat you bought, what does it look like?
It's just a top hat.
A top
but
hat.
But a very, okay. It's pretty basic. Okay, it doesn't really match the rest of
Okay, and it's going quite slowly because a carriage driver knows that the rich like to travel slowly so that everybody can see them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I got my invitation, right, at some point?
Yes, you have got it during the day.
Right, so I think the best way of getting into this party will be if we pretend. Sir Victor, you will be my husband.
Yes, indeed.
And Tony, you will have to be my son. Our son.
Our son.
Our son.
What's that? Am I Master de Montfort?
De Montfort.
Fault. Sorry. Pardon.
If you could try and sort of tone down the accent, maybe. Because it might seem...
What are you trying to say,
it might seem a little bit odd.
Are we driving slowly enough to give Tony a quick elocution lesson?
What are you trying to say?
Maybe try not to speak too much at all.
Where's it you're from, Abstinence?
Montheim.
And how do people talk in Montheim?
Well, I'm from an aristocratic background of sorts, so I suppose it's not really how everybody from Montheim talks, but... Like me.
Normal.
They talk like me.
Normal, like her. Yeah, it's like us. We talk
like
normal.
Us, yeah. All right, yes, like the three of us. All right, no, I understand now. Yes. Try and talk like us.
Oh, I'm Master de Montfort.
Perfect.
Yeah. Just right, keep sword, that up sword, all
yeah,
evening. Sword.
Just follow my lead, yes, Owen?
Plumbing.
I'll stick by you. What's my role in all of this? I'm am I a husband as well, or a son, or what? How does it work?
So, Selwyn, I think because you look quite different to us, I think you should be
because of the outfit.
Our family's bodyguard. I think you should be our family's bodyguard.
Ah, well, that's not so dissimilar to what I'm doing already. Yes. Oh, that's good. That'll be quite easy for me.
Yes, you won't have to lie too much.
Perfect.
Just less you say, the better, yes, Elwin?
Right, of course. But obviously, if anyone asks me any questions, I'll just answer them, but not truthfully, like lying. Yes.
Yes, don't blow our cover, yes?
You don't have to lie every time someone asks you a question, you know. It's...
Or do I?
You know, I'm sure it'll be fine. You seem like an intelligent...
It'll be fine.
Make
it up as we go along. We're all agreed.
No, we have a plan. Stick to the plan, Selwyn, okay?
No, of course.
Okay? And don't forget, we are here to find Harley, who will be locked up somewhere in a bedroom, so we need to sort of skulk around at the dinner and see how we can investigate where he's hiding, okay?
Me and Selwyn probably do a bit of like... You distract the posh folks, we'll go and do a bit of nosing around.
Sounds good.
You pull up to the ambassador's house, and outside the rather ornate oak door is a human security guard.
OK. Okay. Good evening. And I extend my invitation.
Hello, miss. He takes a look at it, turns it over in his hand. Ah, here for the party, are you?
Indeed. I'm here for the dinner of the ambassador.
Ah, of course you are. He looks at the invitation. All seems to be in order, miss. And he opens up the door behind him. It swings open heavily on its hinges. Hands you back the invitation.
Great. Thank you. And then I proceed to usher my group with me.
Hope you have a good time.
Thank you.
I like reach up and hold Abstinence's hand like a child.
Our heroes have baffled their way past the threshold and will be privileged to experience the majesty of Fortuna's upper crust. The sounds of laughter reach them, laughter that is free from worry or strain, such as can only be heard from the independently wealthy. But our heroes have beaten their attempts at isolation, and now perhaps trouble may finally reach their affluent lives. See our heroes stride forth, hand in hand, like conquerors. You've been listening to Bilateral Relations and Coercive Diplomacy, written by Maximilian John and produced and edited by David Knight, Tom Dalling, and Maximilian John, with music by Jonathan Day. Starring Charlie May as Abstinence de Montfort, David Knight as Selwyn Bloodstorm, Elizabeth Smith as Sir Victor Bartolomei, and Tom Dalling as Tony the Shrimp. I am Maximilian John, Game Master. You can follow us on Twitter at Visit Fortuna. If you are enjoying the show, you can listen to the whole 26-episode series right now, available on our Patreon to $5 subscribers. That's patreon.com/definitelyhuman. Pax Fortuna is a Definitely Human production.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.